let's try tonight finish off this Haktovah to deliver what was a dinner. We've all come at little shilas, and we're going to get clarity, the nuances. When you buy apartments in a building, Eretz Yisrael, you sign a star, a document from the Kaplan. And one of the clauses in that document.
So you're talking about when you buy straight from the Kaplan?
From the Kaplan, yeah. Is a standard clause that says that the Mokum HaMashutefet, the areas which are shutfis between all the members of the building, are going to be governed by the Takanon HaMatsoi. What is that Takanon? Where does it come from? The rule book, which has been established by the law of the state of Israel. The question arises, are you allowed to sign such a document, which obligates you according to the law of the state of Israel's rule book in respect to the partnership relationship in that building? And if you do sign it, has it chal? Is it relevant? Do you have to follow it? So let's get us back straight to the Shaila to remember what we've learned so far. So we've got a famous Rashba which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Samach Tes says, Hanose Isha Pamokim Shedinei Dinon Bedinei Ovi Kochavim. You marry a woman in a place where the Minag is to follow the sect of law over there. Mase Isha, and the wife dies without any children. Lo Yochu Abi Ishto Ashar Yosha Loma. The father-in-law can't say, "Kol Anos Isha, Adas Minaku." When you marry somebody in this town, we go according to the law of this town, and therefore I get the money back because that's what the law of this town says. The father-in-law gets the money back on such a case. You can't say such a thing, because that is like going dinner over the kochavim. That's a problem. That's a, as the Rashba says, that's an issa. If you really meant it, it's an issa. And even if you did tell us you meant it, it's matna masha kosu b'torah, make it tonight against it, to do something else, it's not chal. It's not chal the tonight. Even if you say, I want to follow the second law, it's not chal. Doesn't matter, it's not chal. Even if both sides wanted it, can't make it tonight against the Torah. So it doesn't obligate you. So based on that chal, coming back to the shayla you started with tonight, when you sign a document of buying this apartment, where the clause says, I am building a relationship here with all the other members of this building, that we're going to follow what the secular law has established our relationship should be, that's come up the same case as this Rashba, that's matna and masha kosher b'torah. You obviously didn't mean it, and if you did mean it, and that's what you want, it's not chal. It's irrelevant, because it's matna masha kosher b'torah, tonight ain't the kind. Meiser, Kai, it's an eye bottle. It's not chal. It's a lechora. You're not allowed to have that clause in. And if you do, it's irrelevant.
You said if it's very misuyam thing, that you were allowed to follow.
But here, you're not doing misuyam thing.
Yeah,
you're
just saying, for the shutfis of this.
No, thing. You're saying whatever. And we're going to speak out in a second that thing. What you're saying over here, wherever the law states, I don't know.
No, but
in
only
any of
Nogea,
our relationship.
Only the Nogea, this
no, that's not what it means, Mr. Yumping. And we're going to do Chazon.
Okay.
And if that's what you learned out of it, it's good that we're doing Chazon.
Okay.
But the clause he wrote, it says, whatever happens in our relationship over here, of course, that we're together as partners in this building, should be governed by the law of the land called the state of Israel. Yeah, that's what you're saying here. That's also says the Rashba. Not chal. Now, that's the first shayla we have to analyze. The chor is also. Chor is not chal. Second shayla. Every contract that you have in Eretz Yisrael, dealing with all different parties, most of the times with irreligious people, but sometimes religious people, just ignorant people, or sometimes religious people who have no faith in their own system called the Torah, they have a clause that says that, you know, if any dispute comes along, we're going to go to the base mishmot, the secular courts.
Have they had faith in?
Yeah. perceived faith. Yeah? Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. That's the concept of the head. Okay. So, l'chora, that clause is definitely problematic. Because not only are you saying we should be governed by their laws, we should actually go to their courts and they should tell us what to do. Well, double problem. But now, this week, we have to analyze the following Baal HaTshuvos which the Torah brings down. The Baal HaTshuvos which the Torah brings down, number 2, says, Kosev Baal HaTshuvos Le'uva Shechayb Atzvekinim Bekachatach Le'leilich Emamalva, who obligates himself that you know, I'm willing to go with the lender L'don B'dinei Akim, to be judged by the Goyish secular courts. If need arises, that's what I'm willing to do. In Yesh Chus Lamav, says the Baal HaTshuvos, if the lender, goes to those courts and he actually has an extra halacha that gives him more rights than he would by Dinei Torah, Yochel is with them, he could actually win over there. Vlobis in Israel, but if he was follow halach, he wouldn't win. You know what? He's such a document which he signs actually is binding and he has to do it.
Why are you then for this?
Well, maybe. Let's get understand what he's saying. He says, therefore, you have a clause that if any disputes, we will end up in their courts. Says the Baal HaTshuvos, it's binding in a fashion when you would actually gain by going to the courts, it will be binding. So it just seems to be very, very unlogical. You're saying, Chutz Niska. You're saying, well, Dinitra doesn't give this right. Go to second law, gives me this right. You sign such a document, then Taka, you're binding to go there because you have this extra right. It's Chutz Niska. You're doing a mamish and a bear, a double of error. What's the double of error? You're actually saying, we're going to be judged by them. And only that, we're choosing the system of judgments, not the Torah. That's not good enough. That is the second law which has to judge us. Dharma is, and what's the understanding of this? So, the Achronim already say over there, as you mentioned, the Sivus and the Smar point out, Avada, 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 Chumas can't mean that you actually get judged over there. Because that no one suggests that you're allowed to go to the secular courts to actually be judged there. That obviously means what he means, the Baal HaTshuvos, and that what he means is actually halacha in the eyes of the Sivus and Sma. What he means is to say that we should go to the Beis Din, and Beis Din should judge us using the secular law system. That's what it means. And you know what? Says the Sivus and Sma, that's taka halacha. If you write in a clause that you should be governed by the secular courts, what it means is that you should be governed by their system in the Beis Din. Now, you made it half better. Halfway. Okay, so we don't end up in the courts. But we've still got a big problem with such a peshat. What's the problem with such a peshat? Is it doesn't fit with the Rashba.
It's a bigger problem.
According to the Rashba, is that you can't choose their system either. And only that choosing a system is worse than even going to the courts. So how can the Nesivas and say that halacha and smart? How can the Nesivas and smart both say halachically that when you sign such a clause in your document that we're going to be governed by secular law? It means you're taka governed by secular law. According to what we just learned, you're matna master kosher of a Torah. You're telling yourself you're going to do an issa which the Torah doesn't allow, and it's not valid. So how can the Sivus and Smar say it's valid? How can they say such a clause in every contract that says we're governed by state of Israel law is valid according to the Rashba? That's an issa to say such a thing, and it's not valid. How can the Sivus and Smar say it's valid as long as you go to Beis Din and Beis Din doesn't judge you? Whatever. How can you? That's the famous question. Not only that, when the Taz saw this, Taz saw what the Smar said. He says the following: Nearly, the Afilim wrote Zer Shiyadonu La Yisrael Ba'usa Zuchus. even if you want Beis Din to judge you according to that rights of the secular, ain't shomen lo, you have no right to demand such a thing on Beis Din. You're asking to do an Aveira, and even if both parties agree that we should be governed by secular Israeli law in Beis Din, you're saying we both should do an Issa, and it's not valid at all. It doesn't mean, the Sefer Chumash doesn't mean that you should do something against the Torah. That means that even Beis Din Yisrael will not even use the secular system. Even if you mention it, they will not use the secular system because they're not allowed to. It's an effort to do such a thing. Right, so what's Peshat in the Sefer Chumash, according to the Rosh? Peshat was Aderek, the Rosh. The Derek the Rosh was that if you make a clause that says if any disputes we should be governed by Israeli secular, what does it mean? Doesn't mean we should go there, everyone agrees, that's awesome. Doesn't mean we should be governed by their law in based on that cause, that's also awesome in the eyes of Russia. What it means is that if he doesn't want to turn up in based in, after giving him the chance to turn up in based in, he's Masarif to based in, then you can drag him to the secular court against his will. Which in that case is Takamutsu. If he doesn't want to turn up to based in.
You
don't need a tonight for that, but at least I have that right and he can't. Over there. So I wanted to take him to. I wanted to make him to take him to the Tel Aviv secular court, particularly rather than go to Ranana. So I write this clause in. What does it mean? It means that in event that he doesn't want to turn up based him, I can force him to go to Tel Aviv secular court. Because if I wouldn't write anything, then it would be a whole thing where jurisdiction would be, maybe Jerusalem. Maybe it would be in America. Maybe it'd be in America because it's a contract in America. I want to be in Israel. So I'm writing these clauses in order, in the event he doesn't go to Beis Din, I can at least have this zechus to drag him to the particular secular court, which I can halakhically now do. But Avada, you don't go to court. Avada, you don't use their system. Only if halakhically you can use the system because he's Masarif, then you can drag him there. So we've got now, the Taz says, of course. Of course, doesn't mean you use the system, because that's also as well, like the Rashba says. But now we're left with the kasha, and that kasha is: how did the deceivers and smar though argue with the Taz and say no? It means to go to Beis Din, but the Beis Din use the Israeli system. That's also to use the secular system is awesome. You have to use Torah system, not secular system. How can the deceivers and the smar say that's Peshat and halacha? Why is it a problem with halacha? Because the Shulchan Aruch clearly, as we read in number one, pasuk like the Rashi wants is to use the system as a pasuk. As much as they say you can't go to court because it's against the halacha, you can't use their system because it's against the halacha.
Maybe the Rashi is arguing about kibbutz.
Fine, but how can the deceivers and smart pasuk like it when the Shulchan Aruch clearly says I pasuk like the Rashi? I can say that the Rashba is arguing with the Sefer Chumash. So Rashba and the Sefer Chumash arguing, fine, and Rashba is halacha.
Rosh is arguing with the Sefer Chumash.
Okay. What?
Rosh is arguing with the
Sefer Chumash. Rosh and the Rashba are both arguing with the Sefer Chumash. I can say that. Yeah. But when it comes to halacha, you can't take both of them. You can't take Rashba's halacha and also Sefer Chumash. They're mamish opposites. Rashba says you can't use this system, and the Sefer Chumash is saying, according to the interpretation of the Sivas, which is halakha according to the Sivas, you can use this in them. Ah, Stira, the Sivas doesn't argue with the Shulchan Aruch. So, how are we going to answer this absolute conflict to each other? So I go to, at this stage, I think the thinking is too much. too far off over here. I've got to give a closer stage for you to think. We have already brought in, 2 weeks ago, that there is a Rashba, yeah, but that we have mugged it in a finer art, the Rashba, a bit, using the Orach LeSadik's Hagdorah that says, and Matis brought it up already now. Let's repeat the Orach HaTzadik, what his chiddush is. And he says, there is a way where the Rashba would agree to certain things, and that is Hakabod. Number three, Kabod's lo kapit haRashba. The Rashba is not mapit. Ela mishum mishpatei akam. Only when you're saying I'm choosing their system. I've no ken be'aleihem. But if you want to say no, I'm choosing Torah's system. I just like one of their ideas I want to use as a good idea that I want to apply to me, just an idea of theirs I want to apply to me. I want to apply the idea, not the system. Not because of their system, that's a good thing. To take an idea and say, this particular idea is a good idea, that's okay. To say their system should govern me, that's the problem. So we marked the Rashba a bit and we say, choosing the system is a problem. Choosing an idea which is that system suggested, I don't want that system, I want an idea, this good idea should apply to me, that's okay, because every tonight of a moment can apply. You can give you extra sukkos and you speak it out. So you say, this particular idea applies to me, not the system, this I'm not interested in the system. The idea, this should apply to our relationship, this particular idea which they came out, that's okay, not the system. Now, we even said that it could mean, even if you don't speak it out, that when you build a relationship, like we said, you hire a worker, then you're willing to take on all the mukubal relationships between the worker and the ma'avid, the boss, because you're not choosing the system which that brought up that relationship, you're choosing those particular ideas as a group. For example, compensation for dismissal. And that certain laws of a pregnant woman, certain minimum wage. Okay, those things I'm willing to take on. Yeah, not because I'm choosing the whole system, because I know when I hire a worker, these things are going to come out. I know that everyone's doing that. I'm just, on the whole, just choosing a lot of these laws as a particular good idea. A group idea. Not just one idea, a group idea. Not the system, of course. The system shouldn't govern me. But the group idea should govern. Yeah.
So
therefore, that's a common interaction with the worker and the boss that come up. Those that take on those things. Firing, pregnancy, those type of things. Unusual cases that come up with the boss, which no one has really, and it says the law happens to speak about it, and this is because it's unusual, that I'm not taking on, because that's not what's practiced over here. It's not, I didn't even think about it happening. Yeah? But normal things I'm willing to take on, because I know they're going to come up, unless I speak out opposite it. I can speak up opposite it.
So if I hire someone today, and tomorrow they change the law, I'm still obligated to keep the old law?
Yes.
Because that was a minute of Medina.
And that's so?
Also, it's a package deal. If you sign on to the, whatever you...
It's not a problem of a package.
You signed on to the whole Medina.
No, you're signing on a package of different ideas. Lots of individual ideas. Instead of just one idea, you're saying, all 20 should apply to me and you. Yeah. I'm not interested in the system. I'm not allowed to choose the system. And even if I do choose the system, it's not valid. I'm allowed to choose an idea of the system.
I don't hold by the fear of the system. It's the tie of me to pay my workers a day off. Yeah. I don't want to.
So then if you speak it out, then it's like you're not behind. But if you don't, by the fact you don't, then you're saying, whereby like it or not, this is how I get a worker, and therefore I'm willing to take on this idea of giving them a day off. Unless you speak it out. Not that you don't have to like it, but the fact that you know about it, and you don't say anything about it, you say, okay, this is what they do, this is how you get workers. Otherwise it won't work for me because they'll get better job qualities, benefits elsewhere. So therefore I'm taking this on if I don't speak it out. But the reason why I'm a choyev is because it's ke'ilu, I'm masking not to their system, to their common individual ideas which are going to apply to this job. Because everyone normally gets a day off. Often a person doesn't stay in a job for life, and a woman does get pregnant, so therefore I know these are going to come up, so therefore I'm taking these obligations on, unless I speak otherwise at the time. So therefore, that's also involved in the heter of not choosing their system.
Hmm? looking out in Poland, and we're saying we were throwing out the window.
Not throwing out to the window. No, we're doing matna, making tanoim, which we're allowed to. We've got certain basic laws between workers and boss according to halacha, and then you can add and change them according to actual the favor speaking out. And key to your favor speak out, the common laws. Again, an uncommon law between boss and worker will not apply because you didn't take on the system, you're not allowed to take on the system, and it's not something you're even thinking about at the time of employment because it was uncommon to happen in the first place. Now, with that idea in mind, let's now see, can you now, I'm going to ask the question, and you see now, I would like you to use your heads now. Yeah. We've got this nesivus. What's the nesivus say? That if you put a clause in your contract, that any dispute should happen, we should be governed by second law. What it means, not chas v'shalom go to the court, but it means go to Beis Din, and then you're governed by the second law. We said, ha, that's connected to Rashba, you can't choose their system. Can we now answer somehow the understanding of the nesivus in a way that doesn't conflict with the Rashba, with the reminder of what the Orach the Tzaddik says, and use it, his principle maybe, to help us out and try to reconcile the Rashba fitting well with how the nesivus understands the Sefer Shulchan, that there's no steal.
Because you're only making a tie for this particular transaction.
Like I said, uncommon laws will definitely not apply. You can't take this system on. So you take on particular laws, and we assume you're taking on laws which are common unless you pick them out. Let's medayik the Sefer Tumas a bit. Look at the Lashon of the Sefer Tumas. See, even the Lashon of the Sefer Tumas, you go back, it will help you answer as well. Combination of what we've just said with the Lashon of the Sefer Tumas, it will help you. What we thought was Shver in the Sefer Tumas, Lashon, will now become actually a source for an answer.
To apply a certain detail of the.
And what's that detail? And what's the detail?
Whatever is it, for my benefit.
Ah, for my benefit. Chus.
Not for the dinim.
For the chus. Let us see what this in Karelitz explains the nesivus. Number four. Akacha.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? The Baal Kumas is saying that's what they wrote it is for the chus?
Well, let's see what the Sefer the Rav Nissen says, and then you can have your questions if you have. Says number four, Nissen says, Akacha, given shekavana selaviach osas achos, his kavana in putting down the clause that I should be governed by secular law is to gain a particular right which that secular law gives you over dinah Torah. Which they have an idea in the Negoim which gives you a particular benefit. I'm not choosing the systems, I'm just choosing that particular benefit. It's not considered like choosing the whole system, it's just considered I'm choosing that particular benefit of that system came out. So we've now extended the concept of aesthetic even to say that Baal Tumas and the Rashi will not argue. But if you choose their system, is also even the eyes of the Baal Tumas. What the Baal Tumas is saying is that if the system has a particular benefit in your relationship to apply to you, then when you say in the documents, I am governed by the law, what you mean is I'm governed by this idea which gives me a benefit in their law should apply to me, not their system. The benefits of their law should apply to me. A particular benefit, not the system. And that will be applicable. And that's what the Sefer Tumas and the Nesivus means. But if you have no suchus and no extra benefit over there, what he means is then obviously you're just choosing the system. And that's awesome. And even less.
Benefit is on
the other one. So what is the benefit? You can say,
So there's in this particular case, it's very good, because in the case he's talking about is a malva and a loafer. What's a malva? One you lend, a loafer is a borrow. Says Chazal throughout Shas, Ovid ish loafer leishmam. Ovid loafer the ishmam. Which means the loafer ends up being an evid to the malva, which means that any benefit, who has the upper hand? Always the lender always has the upper hand. We interpret the documents for the benefits. Any clause there is obviously a clause for the benefits of the lender, because he's giving the money, not against his will, to help the guy out. And any clauses are there to give him a certain more security, small benefit in this loan deal. It's not like there's a two-way reaction. You're right, if it's not if it's equal reaction, you're gaining, I'm gaining, and we're on the same levels, then we have to understand what does benefit mean. Okay? Yeah, benefit for both. Benefit for both.
How
do you know where between a boss and a worker? I'm saying no, worse and worker. I'm talking here, this particular case, a loaf and a
mouth. I thought the Gemara says, Eved lo yishmaru means staff first, that he can take him to his base then, because anything else would be ribbis. It can't be anything.
No. Eved lo yishmaru is, it doesn't mean that. Ever love the Ishmael doesn't just mean that. Ever love the Ishmael means that he is, has all obligations to chase after the Malva, and he has an order to make sure that he pays. He's got a mitzvah for his Malva. Okay. So now, we're holding, there's a Rashba, which is halacha, and ever love these days. Choosing their system is awesome. But we extended that by saying, if you're not choosing the system, the idea is okay. And when is it called an idea? Two cases idea. Idea is that that's what Noah, I mean, you can perceive in the future, even though you didn't speak it out, you're applying their particular ideas to you. Or even in the eyes of the deceivers, even when you say I'm governed by the system, it means the governed by a benefit of that system which was foreseeable in our relationship. Now, why is the Taz arguing on that second point? What's the idea behind the Taz? He says, no. Even nothing. You ignore this statement. It's not also this statement. It doesn't apply this statement. The only Torah law, if you say this, it's no good. What's the finite machlokas between the Taz and the Sivas? Both of them are holding like the Rashba. And the Sivas says, Rashba fits for me because I'm choosing a particular benefit of the system. Taz says no. What way is the Taz arguing? What way is the Taz saying? Why is he saying no? What makes him say no? He agrees that the concept of choosing the system is wrong and choosing an idea is okay. And all the Nesivis says is not choosing the system, you're choosing an idea. So why does the Taz argue? In what way is this case death different from our employment case of last week? 2 weeks ago. What way is this case different? That is a discussion. And in our employment case, no, that's a, that is you're choosing a benefit and it's okay. How is it Matna Moshe Kosov Torah? How? If it's just an idea, it's not Matna Moshe Kosov Torah. The issa is the system. And the issa says, oh, you're not doing the system, you're doing the idea. You're doing the idea, not system. If you're doing idea, take his water. Like a lot 2 weeks ago, it's water with to take on the benefits of the Marvin over the benefits. Fits to him. That's fine. That's just an idea, Bez. Taz will also agree that. Okay. But here, no. Why? It's also just an idea. The way we just explained, it's also just an idea.
Maybe because you're singling it out. You know, by the case of the worker, that's just the pervasive custom that people
okay,
do.
Okay, you're saying good. What do you mean you're singling out?
I'm specifically mentioning I want this.
What?
As something that the Goyim do.
A bit more.
Not because it's something
Nearly. You're singling out. What is the wording in the document that you're saying? What's the wording of the document that you're signing on? You're saying I should be governed by their laws.
Well, that's the words that the Tumas use.
That's the Baal Tumas use. Yeah? That's,
and we're saying that's not what he meant.
And we're saying that even although that's what's written in it, what you mean
The Baal Truma is saying, even though that's
even though that's what it means, yes, that's Nesivus.
I know what I mean.
Nesivus Rega. The Nesivus is saying, this is what's causing. That's what the Baal Truma is interpreting. Even when you write in the documents, I'm governed by their law, I'm governed by their system, which is mamish keneged the Rashba, what you mean is that you're governed by a particular, you want to be applied a particular beneficiary of their system, not their system, they want to apply. So you're taking out the pashas of the Lashon, like you're saying, and interpreting it in a way in order to make it mutter by saying only an idea. But that's not what you're writing. You're writing the whole system. No, it means an idea. Because there's a particular benefit and you mean that idea. You don't mean the system. That, the Nesiva says, that's the Mishnah, so that's how I hold. But the Taz says, you can't ignore facts. That's not what you wrote. You wrote, I'm governed by the system. You didn't write, I'm governed by a particular benefit in their system. If you do that, that's fine. But you didn't. You write, I'm governed by the system. If that's what you write, then it's not valid. The whole thing is a flop. It doesn't work. It's matnas shemot haTorah. Nothing applies. Because that what you wrote is what you meant. System, that's out of the window. Only Torah. That's the Rekudas HaMach Lokas Pintas and Nesivus. When you write, I'm governed by the system, can you interpret it as just an idea of the system? Says the Nesivus, you can, if there's a particular benefit. Says the Taz, no, you can't, because that's what you wrote. Just the system doesn't apply. That's the Mach Lokas.
According to the Nesivus, then, you should have to be chalik between a Kumiyud and a Prayud, and between an Arad and a Kama Chacham. So somebody who doesn't know that it's Osir is going to say, I want to do whatever I can enforce. That's for sure what he's the Chavit.
Yeah, somebody who wants to follow halacha. Yeah, like we said over there. When somebody wants, even if he doesn't know, but he wants to follow halacha, what he means by this clause is that any benefit which applies in their system applies to him, not their system.
What about someone who's not interested
Exactly, you would have to make Tzedukim like that, correct?
Does the Nesivus make such a
thing? It doesn't say, it doesn't make Tzedukim like that. Yeah. The lobbies? Okay.
So
but that's a fine.
The Friday comes to base then. With a clause like this.
Depends who's bringing him there. What's the, that's it's on, according to this logic. So you have a machlokas. A machlokas. What's the machlokas? When you write, I'm governed by the system, can you interpret as just a benefit of the system? No, it means the whole system and therefore it's not valid. Machlokas. What's halacha? What's this halacha? So this is at the same time as Rekiva Eger.
Well, Cesari, that scholar was in full swing.
Yeah?
So he should have been a colleague, I would expect.
Yeah, our scholars don't come to fix it. Now, what's halacha? Very big enough gemina. Any person like Nesivus, you can sign then on a document that says we are governed by their laws. Well, it means Abad, you can't go to their court, go to Basin, and it doesn't mean you apply their system, it means apply their particular benefits of their system. Point to the Taz, it's also to sign in such a document, and if you do, it's not valid. So what's halach? So I tell you, my shahya happened with me. I was asked this shayla from somebody who phoned me up. It was an ex Israel. He travelled to America to make a big business deal in America for a business in Eretz Israel. And he went to a certain benefactor or somebody who wants to be a partner with him, and they were willing to give him $10 million. Yeah. And they were drawing up the contract for days. A big deal. Just a start. It will go eventually bigger. The start with $10 million. Now, one of the clauses, obviously, was if there was a dispute, then we'll end up in New York State Supreme Court. Okay, wherever it is. Right? So, he heard that, you know, I'm religious, he says. I heard there's an issue. Let me phone up Alpha Shiloh. So, he phoned me up. Answered the shayla in the past, so he phoned me up in the shayla. So I said, oh, hold on. This is a big issue. And I don't want to pass it. Because it's $10 million. So you know what? I'm going to find out from Rav Nissen Kanellis. So, the shayla was asked to Rav Nissen Kanellis. Said, look, this is the deal. Said to him, if you take this clause out, then the deal's off. They're not willing to take the clause out. So he's going to lose the whole deal. Maybe his whole business will fall. Can we be mekul like the tas, like the nesivus, and sign such a thing? And that's what it means. So in this, in Qorelet, it says, no, God.
What's the issue to sign?
The issue to sign is to miyake.
What?
To miyake. To choose the system.
Miyake?
Yeah, you're choosing the system. You're choosing, you're saying this system is good. This is not bad because you've done this. Yeah, it says in this, in Qorelet, even though it's a machlokas, you can't be mekul. It's the Torah. It's the Torah. Can't be mekul such a thing. So I told her over, and silence for a few seconds. But here's Makabu. This is Minan Shamayim, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim. Makabu. So he went back and he said, you have to take it out or the deal's off. So there's three partners over there. One goy, one conservative Jew, and one religious Jew. So, two out of those three agreed to take the clause out.
It was the guy in there from a year.
Which one refused to take it out?
It was the conservative Jew. I've been in business for over 30 years. It was the conservative Jew.
It was the conservative Jew. He refused to take it out. Said, you lose the deal. Okay, no deal. Conservative Jew refused. So, he walked out and he said, fine, then the deal's off.
Why didn't you?
He still walked out and the deal's off. The conservative Jew refused. And he's the part, one of the three partners. He refused. So he walked off and he was packing his bags to go on the plane the following day. Back to Israel. He got a phone call in the morning an hour and a half before the plane was on. And it was the goy phoning him up.
I'll do it myself.
The goy said, we're signing this deal, and don't worry about my partner, because I told him, if you don't sign it, then he's out. We're signing it. Okay? Then it's a mind right now. So that's the start of Nissan Karelis.
Would it have been an Eitzah just for him to ask them if they'll put in an arbitration clause?
That was suggested. I even suggested that.
It
was a Nichalev. Arbitation wasn't even arbitration by jams. Arbitration, which is a goy string. You can also do according to Allah. I said you could do. And they also, if the conservative Jew also refused. It was, yeah. All this was suggested and was refused. Until. Listen, Karelis, he paskins like the tusk.
So all the purchases and sale agreements with the Kablanim with that standard clause.
It's not possible, it's just not valid, that clause. It's not valid, that clause is not valid.
It's not valid the whole contract.
No, it's just that clause is valid. As it says in a sif, that if any one of these clauses end up being not valid, then the rest should still be kind. That's a standard clause as well. But it's the sign, that's what we're saying. And people sign according to Rabbanim. So I know there are Rabbanim who are Mekel. Yeah? I'm telling you, Rabbanim Karelis is not Mekel. And only that, I spoke to Talmud to Rabbi Yashiv, and he told me Rabbi Yashiv is also not Mekel. So Rabbi Yashiv and this is not Mekel. There are Rabbanim who are Mekel, because based on the Nesivus. But I tell you, one of the two Gedolei HaPoskim around that we have had, Rabbanim Karelis and Rabbi Yashiv, say they are worried about the tzad, and therefore, even if it means giving up the deal, you don't sign it.
So if the Kablan won't take the clause out, you can't sign it.
Going to this, yeah. I told you, answer. No, Rabbanim, there are Rabbanim ways. It's up to Machlokas, but I'm telling you what's with Nisan Karelis and Yashiv, how far they hold of the issue. Okay, so now, getting back to our first shayla today. When you buy an apartment in a building, a joint building, there is a clause also in there. And what does the clause say? It says, we are now obligating ourselves in our relationship to all our neighbours in the building, that in the joint areas should be governed by the rule book which the law of the country, State of Israel, put up. Takon Hamotsoi. Is that also a mutter now to sign such a thing? Forget about the clause of we be governed by their laws. What is this clause? Is this a general clause or just choosing lots of ideas?
You're choosing ideas, you're not adopting the system.
Are you adopting the system or Are you saying I'm just choosing a lot of the ISIS?
I think it's choosing ideas.
Choosing the ISIS.
Ideas.
Okay, if you choose ISIS. Okay, so let's say it's choosing the ISIS. Now, which ISIS? Is all takon hamotsui therefore obligated on you? Or only part of those takon hamotsui obligated?
Well, the ones that are existing today. If they change it tomorrow...
I'm saying all the ones which are existing today are applicable to you because you're choosing the whole rule book or you're not?
Well, there's some of them...
No, you're not choosing their system, you're choosing their ideas. Now, are you choosing the whole rule book is all the ideas of the rule book, or only some of the ideas of the rule book?
Only ones that are nogeya, this apartment. I'm not choosing
more than that. Let's see what Nissan Kalenit says. Rav Reuben, one of the big rabbonim in Hanof, writes in the Sefer B'Shem Rav Nissan Kalenit the following, number 5. She'ein chazima zem chayv es klal. This signature on Tokonon Hamotso is not chayv you. A rak only for Devorim She'esh ben Minak Medina Mukuba. Only for items which are standard practice in the Vada Bias relationship, Shukfis relationship in the building. Kagon. Kagon. Tashlumi Vada Bias, Ovo Hotsas, Nikoyon, Vachashmal. Cleaning and electricity. Adavam Shein Ben Mineg Mukubal, but something is not common. But the law, there's a rule book. Talks about a certain situation, but it's not a common situation. Ein chasima mechayev es klal. The signature doesn't apply to mechayev you on this rule. Kibben shu shachok bottom shuvan of chok akoyz, because it's a punch from the secular law. She osen zesh mishum shekach mishmet agoyim. And if you're going to do it, you're doing it because you're taking on their system. You're not even why? Because he's saying you're not even thinking about this scenario. It's an uncommon scenario. What's minag meaning? Is it something, you know, everyone knows you're going to have to pay by the bias. Everyone, this is how you pay by the bias. So you're taking on the idea of the tokon hamotzi, how you pay by the bias. Everyone knows that there's a malit in the building, and therefore there's chashmal going on that. So you know you're taking on the chashmal bills. Yeah, you know how to split up the bills and everything like this. But scenarios which are not common to happen within your relationship, which the Tokan Amotsi happens to talk about, that doesn't machive you because you never took it on. You only take on what you think about. So you don't think about uncommon things. So uncommon rules from the Tokan Amotsi you're not taking on unless you're taking the system on. You can't take the system on. It's awesome to take the system on. If you're signing on the system, it's not valid. If you're signing on, I'm taking on the common things which I come about, and taking common things, not uncommon things. I'm not even thinking about uncommon things.
So now you're saying Biddy Evans is not a valid signature, and I don't take on anything?
Oh, I take on the ones which are common, the rules which are common, applicable to me. That's why I'm taking on such a seven. There's certain rules which are common, which are not going to arise, definitely apply, and therefore I'm taking on those rules which apply to me. Not uncommon scenarios which no one even think about, which happens the rule book to talk about. That I'm not taking on, that should only apply if I'm taking on their system. I'm not taking on the system. That's the Pesach of Nissan Kalenit. Let's see what Rav Yashuv says on it. Let's see Rav Yashuv, very good. You're very close to what Rav Yashuv says. Let us see. So Rav Reuben then went to Lent and asked Rav Yashuv. And this is what Rav Yashuv says. Divrei ha-Rashba nema rap b'mokum. Rashba says it's also. It's only applicable for mokum shemitras anoshim lachukas chukas hagoyim. Only when does Rashba say it? Also, when the purpose of taking on their system is to say it's a better system. That's the is of the Rashba. You're taking on the system. You know why? Because it's a better system. Yeah. The Torah tells me what to do with it. Their system tells me what to do. You know what? I don't want the Torah. I want their system. That's the is. Avahacha being a chuk, a batim, mishatofim. But here is the rule book of how to interact with your neighbors. They don't intend by taking on this rule book because they're saying the system of their system is better than the Torah system. That's not the reason. There is no rule book which the Torah has supplied. There's no rule book which the Torah has set out rules. Yeah? It's very complicated, as we spent in our Hilchos Shkenim to work out the rule book according to the Torah. It's very complicated. There's a ready-made rule book, and there's something very complicated which hasn't yet been established. We don't really know what to do. We have to sit down and take hours over it to establish, yeah? So when they sign on it, they're not saying, I'm choosing this system over that system. That's when two systems are available, then you're choosing that system. That's awesome. But here, it's not available. So therefore, avoid machlokas. We want to know, we have to have a certain rule book. So avoid machlokas. We wanted to have a rule book. Not a system, just want a rule book. There's no rule book available except for what the only one that I can see on the table is the one which happens to be the base Mishnah to set up. It happens to be that they set up that rule book. Fine. But I'm choosing not because of their system. I'm choosing because I don't want to have machlokas with my neighbor. And there's no other rule book available. So I'm choosing that. That's not the Issa of the Rashba. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yashiv, the call, the scab in the cloud, the chuk al-kor is therefore the whole takanon is chal on you in such a case. So therefore, we have now a finite machlokas between Nissen, Kerelitz, and Rabbi Yashiv. That in events where you are taking on a whole system, but you can understand the reason why you're taking on the system is not to. That the reason why you're taking the system not in order to give preference over the other one because they have no system, is it chal or not? Says on this, and it's not chal, because at the end of the day, you're still taking on the whole system. You can't take on the system even if you've got the kavanas are good, you still can't take on. But Rav Asher says everything's solely on kavanas, and we clear your kavanas is not to give preference over the Torah because it's not available so easy that, and therefore, that's rule book advice. I'm fine at my goodness. Yes. Here, why? Because there you're taking on the whole. You're saying I'm taking the circular should just govern me on everything. Yeah, that's what you're saying. You want to take it out of pashtus, the lashon that you can't. Here he's saying this is what it means. You're taking on the whole book, but not to miyaka. I know your kavanah is not to miyaka.
When I have a contract, or when a lawyer makes up a contract and he puts in there. This is to be governed according to the laws of the state of New York. That's not because he's miyaka the state of New York. It's because he wants to make it predictable. He has rules that he knows how to deal with. So
that's because
he's
Avoharis.
No,
because the Torah also has clear rules in this.
No. Because I don't know what this base is going to say. I don't
know what not true. Not true. I don't know what base mission is going to say. This base mission, this judge is going to wake up all day with a headache and he's going to say something different from this judge who's got no little headache. There's lots of
correct.
Rules.
But there are certain rules that I know.
There's also certain rules in Shulchan
Aruch.
The rule book of the Torah.
No, but wait a
exactly
second.
Right.
You're arguing with me on the motivation of the lawyer. I'm telling you, the motivation of the lawyer is to keep it predictable.
It doesn't matter. It has to
not
be.
Not to be miyaker the court.
No, that's because he's Amoris. Like I said, it's better the devil you know than the devil you don't. That's why he said. I don't know anything about the Torah. I know they've got a rule book. I don't know it.
No, he's not saying that if there's a.
I'm not qualified in it.
He's not
so therefore, I don't want to choose it.
He's not saying if there's a dispute, we'll go to court in New
York.
Yes,
I want to answer you. I don't know.
I'm talking about what he just said.
Just rule book.
We're going to go. This to be interpreted
as a rule book. If you've got both rule books available, and then you can't choose the other rule book. You'll say, why I'm choosing this. You know why I'm choosing this. Because I feel comfortable there. That's why I'm trained. I don't know anything about this rule book. That's not good reason, sir, Russian.
Why?
The only case is Kitsuni when there's no rule book.
The Torah has a rule book for everything.
Not Takanon, but
of course it does.
No,
it has
no,
a Torah
no,
around
no.
Driving cars. Yes, it does. We just don't know what the rules are.
No,
but
no,
there,
no,
the Torah has a
no,
rule
no.
For everything.
As we'll get into the Machasim, there's many things.
The rules
no, no, no.
Of course it does.
No.
Do I have a right to park in my driveway or you don't? Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I just don't know what the Torah says. But the Torah has a rule for
everything. What are you going to do now?
That's exactly the point. to the lawyer. What am I going to do now? This basement says that. That basement says this. I can't tell what's going to happen. I want to go according
to competing systems.
Excuse me. But they deem this 150 competing systems.
So if I I want to go by these laws.
There are.
It's not the same. I want these rules so they're convenient for me.
No, the opposites. The opposites.
No, I don't even need to say it.
No, dude.
Why should I say it?
Why do you put some?
If I have a contract legally.
Yes.
If I have a contract and I don't put in the contract, I want to go according to the law of the land, I still have to go according to the law of the land. I don't have to put it in.
No, not true.
Not true?
Not true.
A person doesn't have a...
I tell you a example. Two religious people come to Beis Mishpat because they want... I'm talking about... Two religious people come to Beis Mishpat in front of a secular judge. Not religious at all. Not only that, she's Ashkenazi. She's an Ashkenazi in Tel Aviv. Okay. Two religious Jews. Why did that? Because they both want to be there. They're religious, but they both want to be there. What she said to them? Look at the contract. Says, you haven't got a clause that you have to be in Beis Mishpat. Why are you here? Don't even want to be here. You're religious Jews. What are you doing here? You have to be in Beis Din. I'm sending you to Beis Din, to arbitration of Beis Din. I'm not willing to hear the case until you've done arbitration of Beis Din. Yes. She can choose which cases should go to arbitration. She's got So therefore, you understand, by putting a clause in, you're saying there's no option of arbitration. That's what you're saying. You don't want basically. That's what you want. That's what you want. And that's also Rabbi Yashu. Now, so I just want to summarize, as everyone we've learned the last 3 weeks, Hatzomah for business of dinner, I want to summarize in a very concise manner what we've learned. I want to summarize.
I get to say that the clause that is governed by the state of New York, that it means that really you should go to Beis Din, a makom that Beis Din throws you back to the secular courts and gives you a heter to go to our courts, then it's not going like New Hampshire, it's not going California. It's just saying it's going to the state of New York level.
What you wrote. I will be going to Beis Mishpat in New York and I should be governed by the laws. That's what the standard laws is. And if that's what you wrote, then that's what you mean. If you write, if Tucker writes, I'll tell you a good way to write it, is saying that whenever New York law is applicable, it should apply to us. That type of law should be also good.
So let me ask you.
That means whenever it doesn't conflict with halacha, and just gives me zechusim over and above halacha, then the New York law, that's their way of choosing. Yeah, not being governed by them. I'm just using any, whenever it's applicable, then Torah should apply those particular laws for us.
According to this, it should be usur to open a PayPal account. Because PayPal was founded by Yid by the name of Elon Musk.
Who owns it now, PayPal?
Still Elon Musk is, no.
Goyim or Jew?
No, Elon Musk was one of the founders.
But I'm going to say, who owns it? Is it Chevra, Bam, Moniz?
It's
shares.
Always a corporation.
I'll tell you, I'll give you a clue. The next,
he's also owned by Elon Musk.
The next topic is also another Hatzom Mitzvah. And we're going to establish what is the status of Chevra Bam.
How can I agree to be subject to the laws of Hong Kong or whatever it is?
If he's a Jew, you're right. We'll discuss.
He is a Jew. There's no question Elon Musk is a Jew.
We'll discuss what's the status of his company. Is he Jewish? We discuss. Now, summary of what we learned. To be clarity for everyone. Number one, if you choose their system,
Facebook, Zuckerberg.
I don't want to be disturbed now.
Okay.
In summary, I don't want to be disturbed. No questions, no, until the end of the summary. We've learned seven things. I want to say seven things now. Okay. If you choose their system, everyone agrees to choose their system in replacement of the Torah system is awesome. That's halacha, Rashba. If you choose a particular idea which they came up with their system, that's mutter. That's the Oroch L'Sadik. Third thing. It's considered even choosing just an idea, even if you don't speak about it, if it's a common scenario that's going to come up amongst your relationship, and that's what they're practicing. For example, employment law of being fired, those type of things. Yeah, as we saw from Manis and Karenis, he passed, and that's also called just choosing the idea. However, if you say, I'm choosing the whole system, and you want to interpret it as meaning just the beneficial ideas of this system, even though you said the whole system, that's the machlokas between the Sivas and the Taz, and the Gedolei too, Gedolei person I mentioned today, even though there are Rabbanim and Mekel, with Nisa Gredis or Rav Yashiv, a machma like Taz, that's still a problem because you use the Lashon, I'm using including the whole system. If you say I'm choosing that particular system, but there's an unta tamuchuch that you don't mean to give preference over the Torah because there's no option available, because there's no rule book available, then that's a machlokas between Rav Yashiv and Nissen, whether it applies. Rav Nissen says that's still a problem. Rav Yashiv says no, it's clear that you didn't do it in order to choose their system over art. That's okay in that particular example. Then the final thing is the idea of smichas das. When you're making kinyonim, kinyonim only work when you have proper gemilas das. That's what he learns. Yeah. What's your mind thinking when you buy and sell, make contracts like that? What is your gemilas das? Says Rav Moshe, your gemilas das is always, is it going to work with what the courts have say it should work? If it doesn't work with how the courts say things should work in our transactions, then I haven't got proper smichas das, and therefore it's not chav. That's Rav Moshe across the board. Rabbi Sherman Zalman Orbach and Rabbi Yashiv held, it depends who you're dealing with. With a goy and with an irreligious Jew, then Enoch and Ami, your das is, it should work with however the goyish law says it should work, otherwise they don't have proper smichas das. But if it's two religious Jews, their das is always only on Torah, and doesn't matter what the goyish secular law, it's not going to affect their das. So even if it doesn't work secular law, it works with Torah, it will work. That is the opinion of Rabbi Sherman Zalman Orbach and Rabbi Yashiv, we saw last week. And according to Chassidish, it's not a kid, certainly on the other side, opposite Rav Moshe. He says, doesn't matter who you're dealing with, goy, religious, crazy, doesn't matter. Your das is never dictated by secular law, it's only by halacha, and it doesn't matter what the secular law is. Your das has gemuris das, even if the secular law doesn't work, it's still going to work if the Torah says it right. And that's what we've learned up to now in our Hatzom. Mr. Shem, next few weeks we'll discuss the Mamad as another Hatzomah to Tzinnah Malchus Dinner. What's the Mamad? How does Halacha look at Chevra Bam? Corporations incorporated on that. What's the Tata ownership and what's guiding them in according to their relationships with their customers? That's the next Hatzomah to Tzinnah Malchus Dinner. As I say, this topic is a long topic because there's a lot to combine.
The customers or the investors?
Everyone.